So I hope you can all see your order of service. And it's Pentecost, as well as being a Jubilee weekend. Today is Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the church. And so let's begin. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Send your Holy Spirit upon us, and clothe us with power from on high. Alleluia. Come as God's Spirit calls us. Lord, we come. Come as God's Spirit calls us in gentleness. Lord, we come. Come as God's Spirit calls us to worship. Lord, we come. Come as God's Spirit calls us to action. Lord, we come. Lord, help us to look out and listen for your Holy Spirit. May we welcome you with open hearts and minds. Call us, inspire us, surprise us, and challenge us. Give us confidence and calm assurance. Lead us to your power and love. Amen. What God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for the day. God, who at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort, through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And a collect for Her Majesty the Queen. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the reign of your servant Elizabeth, our Queen, and for the example of loving and faithful service which she has shown among us. Help us to follow her example of dedication and to commit our lives to you and to one another through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And our psalm this morning, verses taken from Psalm 104. And we begin by saying the refrain together. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Amen.
This reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 1. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were, staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Perga and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some even made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And the canticle, a song of Ezekiel. We say together, the Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Alleluia. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. A new heart I will give you and put a new spirit within you. The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Alleluia. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Gospel reading is taken from John chapter 14, beginning to read at verse 8. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, that this will be enough for us." Jesus answered him, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the work I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. It's been quite a week, hasn't it? This time last week, I was off to Oakford for our Mission Community Platinum Jubilee celebrations. It was amazing. The choir was great, the company was wonderful, and the lunch afterwards, well, it was fit for a queen. And it's been like that all week, putting up bunting, watching beacons being lit, cream teas and fun and games. If I was feeling mildly patriotic on Wednesday, by the time I'd watched the trooping of the colour, the processions, the fly past, both Robert and I were full on monarchists. We'd even cracked open a bottle of Prosecco to go with our smoked salmon and scrambled eggs, which we decided to have for a late breakfast after I'd defrosted the smoked salmon, which I found at the bottom of the freezer. We ate sitting in front of the telly, but decided Her Madge wouldn't mind. We never eat in front of the telly. Heady stuff indeed. It's all been quite intoxicating. And that feeling of celebration, joy, the sense of being part of something that is so much bigger than normal everyday life, the headiness and the intoxication reminded me of today's Bible reading from Acts. Luke tells us that all of Jesus' disciples were gathered together during the festival of Pentecost. The city of Jerusalem was alive with people, just like the city of London has been over the past few days. Jews had settled in Jerusalem from all over the empire. It was a special day for a first century Jew. Pentecost was the 50th day after Passover. It was an agricultural festival. But Passover and Pentecost were a reminder to the people of the great story of the Exodus from Egypt, when the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea and God rescued his people from slavery. 50 days after the Passover, the Israelites came to Mount Sinai, where Moses received the law. Moses went up the mountain, he ascended, he met with God, he saw his glory, and then he came down the mountain carrying God's law in his hands. And here's the parallel. Here's the point to notice. The disciples had seen Jesus ascend into heaven. They'd been told not to keep looking up into the sky, but to wait in Jerusalem. Men dressed in white, angels, had told them, "This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." In other words, the angels warn them that Jesus may have disappeared, but he will come down to earth once more. He will descend again, like Moses, but not with the written law carved in tablets of stone, as the Ten Commandments were, but now with the dynamic energy of the new law, the rules of the kingdom. Love one another, serve one another, take up your cross and follow. These new laws of the kingdom were designed to be written on the hearts of men and women. I will take away your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, as the prophet Joel declared. In these last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Back to the passage. The celebrations for Pentecost were underway, but Jesus' disciples were not joining in with them. They were all together in one place. Actually, there were probably about 120 of them, men and women, including Mary, Jesus' mother, which is in itself pretty remarkable. When Jesus was arrested, everyone, apart from the women, abandoned him. Now, 50 days later, the followers had regrouped. Jesus had told them to go to Jerusalem and to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit, and that was what they were doing. And then it happened, and it happened suddenly. The Spirit of God came down on them, accompanied by three supernatural signs: a sound, the sound of a mighty wind; a sight, tongues of fire appearing; and strange speech, the ability to be able to speak in another language. Wind, fire, and speech are natural things familiar to all of us. But this was not natural. This was supernatural. This was a supernatural experience. It was all-consuming, overwhelming, and completely life-changing, not just for them, but for the people around them. Up until this point, when the Holy Spirit came, it came down on a particular person, a king or a prophet. But this was something new. The Spirit came down on a whole community. This was a breakthrough moment in history. Without the Holy Spirit, without the day of Pentecost, everything else that followed would be inconceivable. That includes you and me worshiping here this morning. Without the Holy Spirit, being a disciple of Jesus Christ would be impossible. We'd have all given up a long time ago. The Holy Spirit brings life. There can't be life without the life giver. And the Spirit is the giver of life. There can be no spiritual understanding or discernment without the Spirit, because the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. It would be impossible for us to seek unity, because it is the Spirit that brings unity. To pray that we become more like Jesus Christ would be pointless, because it is only the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives that can transform us to be more Christ-like. The disciples would never have told the world about Jesus without the Spirit's power, and neither can we. Just as a body without breath is a corpse, so the church without the Holy Spirit is dead. Just as the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus when John baptized him, so that he entered his public ministry full of the Holy Spirit, led by the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit, and anointed by the Spirit, so now the same Spirit falls and fills the disciples to equip them for their mission in the world. Of course, not everyone got it, and not everyone does today. When the crowd heard this sound, they came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they ask, "Aren't all these who speak Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." I have no doubt that the disciples, when filled with the Holy Spirit, looked drunk. They probably sounded drunk. They acted drunk. But Peter denied it. "These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning." These people, the disciples, were not drunk, but they were intoxicated, full up to overflowing. They were drunk on new wine with the Holy Spirit of God. The gift of the Holy Spirit means that we are people who live under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. At Pentecost, we ask God to fill us up with the intoxicating new wine of the Holy Spirit. we ask him to fill us so full that the Spirit of Jesus streams out from us in the world in which we live. We need to be filled up with God's love, his mercy, his generosity, his beauty, and his power. Fill us up, Lord, we pray, and send us out. Amen.
Amen. We need now to join with each other in prayers. God of love, we thank you for the Queen's Jubilee. As we reflect on the Platinum Jubilee celebrations across this country today and during the past week, we pray for the Queen. Thank you for her 70 years on the throne and for all she means to so many people across this nation and worldwide. Thank you for her love for you and her willingness to share her faith. As the celebrations come to their end, draw close to her. May she know the ongoing power of your Holy Spirit. God of love, be with our Queen on this Jubilee weekend.
Holy Spirit, hear us.
God of love, we thank you for the half-term holiday and we thank you for the time off. Thank you for the opportunity to enjoy the change to usual routines. We pray for those who have used this half-term holiday to continue revising for GCSEs and A-levels. Be with them in their final exam weeks. Help them to keep going, to remember what they've learnt, and to feel calm and confident. God of love, be with us all as the holiday weekend comes to an end. Holy Spirit, hear us. God of love, we thank you for this Pentecost Sunday and we recall the events of that first Pentecost. May we be people who know the power of the Spirit in the everyday as we remember the disciples in the upper room. May we be people who come together to pray and to seek your will in this world. As we recall the Spirit falling on tongues in tongues of fire, giving the disciples new words and new languages, may we be people who communicate well with each other, able to explain your love and compassion for them and those they love. As we read Peter's sermon, help us to read the scriptures and learn more of its truth. God of love, be with us this Pentecost Sunday. Holy Spirit, hear us. God of love, we thank you for the church. Pentecost is a time to celebrate the birth of the church. And so today we pray for our own church community. We pray for our leaders and for all who are part of our church family. We pray for those members of our community who are unwell, especially Jacques, Jen, Jennifer, Alan, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Brenda, Kathy, Olivia, Gerald, Cynthia, Rod, Pippa, Joe, Stephen, Dave, Jackie, and for the family and friends of those who have recently died. Tom Drew, Morris Taylor, Mike Bassano, Alison Mallett, and Angela Burrows. We think about the worldwide church, especially where the church is struggling with persecution. Renew your people in their faith and refresh them with the power of your Spirit. God of love, bless your church across the world. Holy Spirit, hear us. God of love, we thank you for our own world. Thank you for our world. We think in particular of the conflict in Ukraine and once again ask for peace to come quickly. We also pray for the climate crisis, for those with power to effect change, that they may seize the moment and do what they have promised to do. Help all of us to seek and embrace solutions, even when it means we have to change what we do. But on this Pentecost Sunday, we also thankful for the world we live in as it is. At the start of June and with the summer months ahead, we pray that your Spirit will bring hope and that we, as your church and your people, would be bearers of the hope we have in you. God of love, bring your Pentecost hope to our world. Holy Spirit, hear us. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The Spirit of truth, lead us into all truth. Give us grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and strengthen us to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for today and always. Amen.